ஸ்ரீ வல்லபாச்சாரியா. இன் ஏர்லியர் எபிசோட்ஸ் ஐ ஹவ் ப்ரெசன்டட் 3 சாப்டர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் மை புக் டைட்டில்ட் கிரேட் செயின்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் இண்டியா. திஸ் இஸ் த 4th சாப்டர் ஆஃப் த புக் டீலிங் வித் ஸ்ரீ வல்லபாச்சாரியா. Chapter 4, Sri Vallabhacharya. Sri Vallabhacharya is the founder of the Sakar Brahmavad Pushti Bhakti Sampradaya of Vaishnavism in India. He was born in the year 1478 at a place called Champaranya, currently somewhere in the state of Andhra Pradesh near Bhima River, but the exact physical location is not known, as the location has had geographical changes over time. He was a Telugu Brahmin. His father was Lakshman Bhatta and mother Illamma Garu. He is regarded as an avatara of Agni. Pallabha lost his father when he was 11 years of age. He completed in his 11th year his study of the Vedas, the 6 Darshanas and the 18 Puranas at Varanasi. From Varanasi, he went to Vrindavan. Then he visited all the Vaishnava sacred places in India.
During his first visit of the country, Vallabha visited Jagannath Puri. The king of that city had organized a religious debate and placed 4 questions to be answered by the scholars. The questions were: which scripture is the best of all scriptures? Which deity is the best of all deities? Which mantra is the best of all mantras? And which duty is the best of all duties? No scholar was able to answer this. Vallabha gave answers for all the questions, but the other scholars insisted that they would believe only if Lord Jagannath himself gave the answer in writing. Thereupon, Vallabha placed all 4 questions before Lord Jagannath along with a blank paper, an ink pot and a pen. The doors of the temple were closed. When the doors were opened, the piece of paper with a verse answering all the 4 questions written on it was found. The verse stated that Gita sung by Lord Krishna was the best scripture, that Lord Krishna was the best deity, that the name of Lord Krishna was the best mantra, and that the service of Lord Krishna was the best duty. This was the answer given by Vallabha. Everybody acknowledged Vallabha's answers and accepted his victory. Vallabha's fame and influence quickly increased. Vallabha thereafter went to Ujjain and other places.
Vallabha intended to remain a lifelong celibate, but he got a command from Lord Vithala of Pandharpur that he should get married and live the life of a householder, as Lord Vithala himself wanted to incarnate as his son. Obeying his command, he married Mahalakshmi and had 2 sons named Gopinath and Vithalnath. Vithalnath, also known as Gusainji. See, Vallabhacharya's philosophy was called Shuddha Advaita Vedanta or positive non-dualism. He offered an interpretation of the Vedanta which differs from the interpretations of Shankara and Ramanuja. He declared that the whole world is real and is subtly Brahman. Brahman is the independent reality and is personified as Krishna. He established a path called Pushtimag, which is another name for pure bhakti. He proclaimed that the Vedas, the Brahma Sutra, the Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavad Gita supported the path of Pushti. Pushti means God's grace. Pushti reveals the divine love of Krishna in the heart of a devotee. He emphasized becoming devotionally engrossed through the feeling of Vatsalya, the maternal love for Krishna. He gave special importance to the chanting of the divine name. He opposed the philosophy of Adi Shankara and declared that the existence of the soul is as true as God's existence. Even so, the soul is a fraction of God as well as his servant. Therefore, the feeling of servitude, friendliness, maternal love, and loving God as one's divine beloved are natural to every soul. According to Vallabha, the world evolved from God, so it is as true as God. God has a personal form. Although Vallabha also supported the non-dualistic view of the soul and God, he still introduced his Shuddha Advaita philosophy of the soul and God and inspired the souls to do selfless devotion to Krishna. He said it was necessary to renounce the desire for the outcome of worldly and Vedic actions. Krishna is Supreme God and his eternal service is the ultimate aim of a soul. One should renounce self-pride and worldly affection and surrender everything at Lord Krishna's lotus feet, keep oneself away from all kinds of distracting elements of the world and receive the grace of Krishna through bhakti. Sri Vallabhacharya composed many philosophical and devotional books during his lifetime, such as 1. Anubhashya or Brahma Sutra Anubhashya, 4 cantos of commentaries on the Brahma Sutras. 2. Tartvarth Dip Nibandh, essays on the fundamental principles of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, all Vedic scriptures, and Srimad Bhagavatam, 3 chapters. 3. Subodhini, detailed commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Other than the above main literature, he also composed additional works, such as Patravalamban, Madhurashtakam, Gayatri Bhashya, Purushottam Sahasranam, Yamunashtakam, etc. Also, in order to help devotees on this path of devotion, Vallabha wrote the following 16 pieces in verse, which are known as the Shodasa Granthas. These came about as answers to devotees. The verses define the practical theology of Pushtimarga. These doctrines serve as a lighthouse for devotees. They speak about increasing love for Sri Krishna through seva, namely service, samarpan, namely dedication, bhakti, namely devotion, and sharanagati, namely surrender. The works are 1. Sri Yamunashtakam, which is an ode to Sri Yamuna Maharani. 2. Bala Bodha, which is a guide for beginners on the path of devotion. 3. Siddhanta Muktavali, which is a string of pearls consisting of the principles or the fundamentals of Pushti Marg. 4. Pushti Pravaha Maryada Bheda, namely the different characteristics of the different types of souls, which is receptivity of the Lord's grace. 5. Siddhanta Rahasya, namely the secret behind the principles of Pushti Marg. 6. Navaratna, namely 9 jewels of instructions, which are priceless instructions for a devotee. 7. Antakaran Prabodha, namely consoling one's heart, namely request to one's own heart. 8. Viveka Dhairya Ashraya, namely of discretion, patience and surrender. 9. Sri Krishna Ashraya, namely taking Sri Krishna's shelter. 10. Chatushloki, namely a 4 verses illustrating the 4 principles of life, namely dharma, artha, kama and moksha. 11. Bhakti Vardhini, namely increase of devotion. 12. Jalbed, the difference in the sentiments of the speaker or the spokesman. 13. Pancha Padayani, 5 instructive verses explaining different sentiments of the listener. 14. Sannyasa Nirnaya, which is decision on taking renunciation. 15. Nirodh Lakshanam, namely identifying characteristics of detachment. And 16. Seva Phalam, namely the reward while performing seva, namely worship of Lord Sri Krishna. I have also published an audio book on the subject. The link for the book titled Great Science of India and the audio book are given in the description part of this episode.